Welcome back. It's good to see you all again. Obviously, we have a new person with us tonight. Last time, we decided it would be helpful to have an expert come and lead our discussion about images. I want to introduce Martina Chung. She works with an advertising company here in town. She knows a lot about images because that's what sells products. I have known Martina for a number of years through the soccer league. Our sons both play on the same team. We were talking the other day about our small group, and she graciously volunteered to come and talk with us.
Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Martina? Hey, it's glad to see you.
Thanks for inviting me. I've known Martin for a lot of years, and as you know, it's hard to say no to him. Martin tells me you've been meeting for nearly a year now. One of the things that struck me as he described what you do is the diversity that you represent, and yet how well you work together. That's great. I came as much to learn from you as to try to be helpful. Is there anything you would like to say about yourselves?
I always say what's on my mind. So while I do want to welcome you, but I have to admit that I have a certain way of looking at things. Sometimes it's hard to change it, but the group has been real patient with me. I admit that I have a certain bias about advertising and media and such. I can be very cynical at times.
We got into this discussion on images for that very reason. Each of us had a different way of looking at things, even at God. We began to wonder why our ideas have changed so much and why we're so different.
An example is the way we come at different topics. One time we started talking about marriage and family life, for example. Being raised in a single-parent household, like I was, seemed to influence how I looked at it. It took others a while to understand what I was saying, and for me to understand them. I am not sure I still do understand completely.
Well, actually, you're onto something right there. Our images, our way of seeing people and situations, has a lot to do with how we relate to other people and to God.
Well, I know my experience has been very different from many of these other people. I wonder at times if some of the group can appreciate what it is to have grown up in a Hispanic environment in the Southwest, or when I talk about having two jobs just to get by. I think it's hard for others to understand what that means. We sometimes seem to talk a different language, but the thing I appreciate here is that everyone tries to understand. This means a lot to me.
All I can say that I know my image of God has changed since my niece was killed in an auto accident. In fact, I'm not sure what it is now. Before this happened, everything seemed so clear-cut. Now I don't know anymore.
I always thought you just came at life with gusto, not worrying about figuring it out, but just getting by, or if you're lucky, maybe getting ahead a little bit. What's all this image stuff? It sounds like a lot of sour grapes to me.
Well, images can do at least two things to people. The way we imagine someone or something can bring you closer to that person, or it can push you away. In marketing circles, we've learned that no matter what people say, how they perceive things to be is really important. So what we do in business is we work on influencing your image of a product, how you perceive it, and not on its actual worth. You know that yourself. Did you ever watch an ad and wonder what they were selling? Sometimes you never know until the last picture, do you? What about Nike? Often, it's only the last picture, and it's just the famous swoosh. Whoever does their advertising knows exactly what they're doing. They are drawing you into a positive experience and only then show you the image, connecting the two.
You mean to tell me that I'm being manipulated? I always wondered about that.
Well, in a way, yes, but think about it. If you go into a store and you see a product, aren't there some brand names you tend to buy rather than others? What do you do when you see a brand name you don't recognize?
Son of a gun. Well, I admit that if it's an off-brand or a name I don't know, I tend to figure it is of less quality. I figure it's just a cheap imitation.
Boy, I can't think of all the times that has been true for me as well. I even will spend more for a familiar name than the name that I don't know.
Exactly. Let me give you an example. Recently, our company did an ad for a car company. The opening shot was a helicopter view of a beautiful shoreline of white sand against a turquoise sea. The shoreline is gorgeous and seems to go on forever. You can begin to feel a sense of freedom and escape from the busyness of life. Then we introduce the car. It's a new car, sleek and shiny in a dark, rich color. The car pulls up on a cobblestone drive before a gorgeous hotel. Lots of palm trees and flowers everywhere. The hotel's a light color in contrast to the car. A tall, well-groomed, independent-looking woman is driving. And as the doorman opens the door, a beautiful woman with long, sleek legs slowly gets out onto the cobblestone. All the staff are standing there, obviously admiring her and the car, the whole scene. There are even a few other guests who stop to look. Think about it. The image of freedom, of a gorgeous beach, a getaway, independence, flowers, and palm trees. Everyone wants such freedom. And the image of a fantastic hotel that all of a sudden seems affordable and open to you, if you have this car. The image is complete. Everything is attractive about this car. Who wouldn't want to buy a car that gives freedom, beauty, opportunity to travel, respect of others, control of one's life? Add to that the fact that we're in the middle of winter here. What can I say?
I see your point. After a really long day, when I see that, it sometimes upsets me, but at times it also attracts me. I kind of wish it were me there, for once in my life to be in control.
But for me, ever since my niece died last year, I cringe at any car ads. All I can think of is her mangled body. I can hardly look at those ads.
And that's the other side of the picture. Sometimes, like I said, images can attract you, but sometimes images do push people away. In advertising, the key is knowing which image is more likely to attract more people than it will push away.
Okay, so we know that advertisers manipulate us. But what's that got to do with our last conversation and again tonight? And what's that got to do with God? I think this is quite a stretch.
You know, I think I'm beginning to see it. I know at times people think I'm pretty naive about life, and I suppose I am. But I know that I've changed my image or view of people in my life. For example, when my mom went to the nursing home, she became so negative. She was always complaining. I gradually became more upset with her. I could have choked her. But then a friend of mine whose mom had died asked me one day how I'd feel if I had lost everything like my mom had. It got me thinking. I'm now a lot more patient with my mom. She has gone through a lot. This change has been real hard on her.
Boy, I sure know what that's all about. Since I gave up drinking, my whole outlook on life has changed. On more difficult days, it sure is tempting to go back where I was, but I have someone I can call to remind me just how bad it was before when I drank so much. That's one of the great things about AA. They don't try to pretty things up. They get to see life like it really is.
You know, I kind of miss my old God as well. It seemed easier before. Now I have to deal with things I don't want to. I'm not sure who God is right now, but God sure isn't my old idea of a nice bearded grandfather anymore. I feel like my old way of seeing things no longer works. I have to come up with a new way of seeing my faith if it is going to stay with me.
You are so right. Things change. Images change. Way of viewing things change. A good advertiser keeps up with the changes that people go through. While I'm no expert with faith, I realize that it's not so different. Image changes because life changes. Maybe we need to get in touch with what our images have been and are now. It's not easy, but it can be done. Whether we admit it or not, how we imagine God is influenced by what is going on in our lives. And how we image God influences the way we talk to Him, the way we pray, how we perceive He behaves with us.
And that's what we're going to do tonight.